period is underway, and the Evergreens' control on the penalty kill sent it all the way down the ice. Just like that, now we're under a minute in this penalty kill. Evergreens are going to feel pretty good about where they are in this game if they can kill off this final minute. Cross ice, that's sticked away by Grant Ortell, goes into the corner. Baraboo to the zone, back out, blue line, goes cross ice. Baraboo's got a little bit of separation here. Send it down behind the net. That was a bad pass. Taken away by Yakuz. Baraboo fights for it and gets it back in the corner. Josh Beal. Beal back to the blue line. 30 seconds left in the Baraboo man advantage. Shot, got a man in front. Hurt keeps the near side post closed. And he thought they were going to try and reverse that for a wraparound chance. Hurt stuck his leg out and then got his pad down for a wraparound that never came. 15 seconds left in the Baraboo man advantage. They still hold the zone, go back to the blue line. Went back there to Luke Schweda. Schweda tried to bounce that puck in. Yakuz jabs at it, can't get it out of there. Now the Evergreens sweep this puck away. Baraboo player lost his stick for a moment. Zinda carries it down to the blue line. Zinda will take it into the corner. And now we're back to 5-on-5. The Evergreens have completed the penalty kill. Even strength. Zinda holds along the boards. Evergreens bouncing cross ice. There's room there for Parker Hurt. Shot, it's deflected out of play by one of the Baraboo players. Luke Schweda got his stick down and knocked it out over the plexiglass. See, this should be an offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. It's out on that Baraboo player. So first mission accomplished was to get that penalty killed off, and the Evergreens did that. 15:40 to play in the game. Evergreens' two-goal lead is still good. Baraboo comes away with this off the faceoff from their defensive end. Oliver Scanlon. Scanlon bouncing puck center to Will Gunnell. Couldn't get it. Gunnell's got an assist on the Baraboo goal today. Evergreens in the defensive end. Trying not to turn this over, and Alex Kisley gave the puck right back. He's trying to get it ahead to Jaglinski. A Baraboo player came up and took it back to the corner. Baraboo will try and get centered from there, bouncing puck away. This time Kisley got it out of the zone. Baraboo retreats to their own red line, bounced off the boards. Coming up to play that for the Evergreens is Brady Bunnell. And now Kisley is hustling towards that puck. Baraboo player was closer towards it. Baraboo bouncing it off the boards. Baraboo sent it to the corner, but there's no one there. Thunderbirds are on a change. Evergreens back in their own defensive end, near side boards. Here comes Brady Bunnell. Bunnell still keeps it. Shot on goal, pad save, rebound. Oh, the net was open, and Jaglinski missed the background. Missed the backhanded chance there. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Dane Hintz had that bounce off the blocker. Jaglinski was closing on it, swiped at it with the backhand, and was just wide. So it stays a 3-1 game from way outside the red line. Baraboo puts a bouncing puck on goal that is sticks aside by Ethan Hurt. 14:20 to play. Baraboo holds in blue line, gets that back. Baraboo skating back now to the near side boards. That's deflected out by Alex Falkowski and out of the zone. Falkowski came up with a good defensive play there. Beg your pardon, Quinton Shiro. That's the 15 of Shiro. Nope. 19, Falkowski. Evergreens using a lot of people in front. That was almost misplayed off the boards behind the net by goalie Ethan Herter, came out of his goal. Here's Marcus Wahowiak. Wahowiak is onside, skates to the corner. Evergreens got a change here. Wahowiak's checked off the puck. Baraboo, 2-on-2 the other way. Good defensive play by Parker Hurt. Hurt right up against the boards in front of the scorer's table, came forward, made a nice stop. 13.5 to play in the game, 3-1 Evergreens. Third period's been scoreless so far. Evergreens hold the puck in the corner. Evergreens have Hackbarth on. Yeah, they got that number one line on Zinda. Here's Ortell from behind the net. Zinda's in front. Evergreens instead leave it for Hackbarth on the backhand side. Hackbarth circles back. Back out to the blue line. Nice pass, cross ice to Zinda. Tough angle. Flick that wide of the near side post. Coming up to battle for it's Brady Bunnell. Big hit on the boards. Hackbarth keeps it in. Baraboo behind the net in their defensive end. Can't afford a mistake here. Baraboo sends it off the boards. Goes down. Icing. Well, wave off icing. Say that went off one of the Evergreens. Baraboo's on a change. Here's Hackbarth. Zinda is trailing. Ortell's on the ice too here for the Evergreens. Hackbarth goes behind the net. Hackbarth is bodied up there by Lunav Larson. Zinda will join the fight for the puck here, and Ortell comes away with it in the corner. Try to get it back to the blue line, held in by Yakuz. Yakuz bodied up there and forced off the puck. Cameron Logan comes and gets it. The Evergreens are holding the zone here. Bouncing puck that Baraboo needs to control. Three on one. The one back is Yakus. Centering pass. And Ortell trailing a hustle defensive play. Got a stick on it. Grant Ortell, who's got the two goals, shining on defense also. Comes out of the zone, too. A promising three-on-one chance for Baraboo. Yakus was the one back, and then Ortell got even with the skater and hooked around and got that puck out of there. Bouncing puck here. Evergreens are onside. Ortell hit from behind. Penalty coming up. It was Jaglinski who went down to the ice. Baraboo touches it. Evergreens going on the power play. On the open ice, an obvious hit from behind. Penalty comes at 5:13 of the third period. Luna Larson goes off the ice. It is indeed a two-minute minor. Baraboo bench wants an explanation about something. I'm not sure what the complaint was. It was an obvious call, a pull down right in the middle of the ice from behind. Lucky that it is staying as just a two-minute minor. Actually, wow, they're calling the penalty's posted on the wrong side of the scoreboard. That's the confusion here. So we're going to wait for a moment. I've got it. It is the Baraboo player, Luna Larson, and now we've got that straightened out. And it is posted indeed. It's posted as a five-minute major for a hit from behind. So that's what Baraboo wanted the explanation for there. And that was indeed a hit from behind. Not a vicious or a hard hit, but by the letter of the law, you're just not allowed to play hockey that way. Can't hit from behind. Five-minute major, and the Evergreens control. Evergreens score a goal here, and the Evergreens are going to be happy. Hackbarth holds along the far side boards. Again, five-minute major. You can score as many times as you can. Hackbarth along the far side again. Only be 6 minutes left in the game when the 5 minutes is killed off. Yakus goes cross ice. Ortell, looking for a hat trick, is on the ice right now for the Evergreens. Ortell has it in the corner. Ortell from behind the net gets it back, goes back to the blue line. Here's Yakus. Yakus in the slot near side. Wow, a lot of room there for the Evergreens to operate. Not putting a shot on goal and holding is Brady Bunnell. Now in front, Zinda. Wow, Zinda had that partially blocked. Zinda was right in front of the net and cleared all the way down the ice by Baraboo. Evergreens will chase it. Baraboo will get more skaters on, new skaters on. 5 minutes left in the power play. Here's Yakus. He's onside. Bunnell trailing. Yakus just overskated the puck. Unable to hold it in there is Ortell. He'll circle back to his own red line. Evergreens will have to clear. Here's Hackbarth. Hackbarth comes in. Got Bunnell trailing. Hackbarth is on the near side boards. And the Evergreens, a lot of passing. Very little shooting, though, on the power play for 5 minutes. One and a half is down. Yakus just outside the blue line. Sends a bouncing puck to Hackbarth, far side. Bunnell just lost his stick. Hackbarth puts it on high over the crossbar, bounces off the plexiglass. 3:20 left in the Evergreens power play. Evergreens go cross ice to Bunnell. Bunnell's shot that's deflected off one of the Baraboo players. Sacrificing the body is Campbell Koser, who sends it all the way down. Yakus will chase. And the Evergreens will start this rush with a new skater on. Here's Alex Kisley on for the Evergreens. Cross ice. Evergreens Ortell is onside. 2:50 in the man advantage for the Evergreens. Here's Kisley, the new skater. Evergreens hold far side, flicked on goal. Kisley almost got it right back in front. Goalie was down on the far side. Kisley was on the near side post, and the puck was a little late in getting there. Evergreens still hold the zone behind the net. Evergreens circle back. This is Hackbarth, stick handling, down near the goal line again. Ortell, bid for a hat trick. It's saved along the near side post. Bounces off the boards. Yakus holds it into the blue line. Cross ice, Bunnell. Bunnell trying to set that up to Kisley wide through the crease. And here's Yakus on goal. Loose in front for a moment and covered there by Gain Hintz with Alex Kisley jabbing at it. Well, the Thunderbirds are more than 2 minutes through killing off this five-minute major. There's 2:13 left. Both teams will get a change. Evergreens have an offensive zone faceoff to Dane Hintz's right. Jaglinski will take the draw. Goes to the far side boards. Parker Nitzke fights for it there. Evergreens tried to get that out to Parker, hurt at the blue line. It went right through Parker and goes down the ice. Evergreens will have to chase. Well, the Thunderbirds are three-fifths of the way towards killing this off. Parker Hurt is onside. Hurt on goal. Bounced over. Came right back in front off the boards from behind. Jaglinski is jabbing at it. It is underneath Dane Hintz, the goalie, and the whistle sounds. Still a 3-1 game. The Thunderbirds could feel very good if they're able to kill off the five-minute major, still down two goals. But it would still leave them with just 6 minutes to play in regulation and 2 minutes and two goals to find. Evergreens win the draw in the offensive zone. Evergreens along the near side boards. Parker Nitzke. Stick handling. Back out to the blue line and Parker Hurt. Now it's behind the net. Kisley fights for it there. Baraboo's packing their defense in, not really pressuring the puck. Now trying to get between defenders, slid right through the crease. Parker Nitzke trying to get that to Alex Kisley on the near side post. Still 1:15 left in the man advantage. Evergreens from the near side. Wow, Kisley in front, taken down in front of the net and just missed on the near side post. And the puck deflects out of play into the Baraboo bench. Kisley very close to a varsity goal. He's got a couple from earlier in the season, doesn't he? Yes, he does. Evergreens put the number one line back out there. This faceoff is going to come outside the blue line on the far dot. Ortell and Hackbarth are back on here. 1:06 left in the Baraboo penalty kill. Evergreens win the draw. They're at neutral ice now. And here's the Evergreens, Jacob Yakuz. Yakuz is onside, far side boards. Yakuz almost dragged down to the ice. Play through it. Yakuz behind the net, thinking about a wraparound. Had Bunnell in front. Yakuz still possesses the puck. Flicks that in front. It's on the backhand side. Ortell is battling for it. Ortell is wrestled down to the ice. No penalty and goes all the way down. Wow, that Baraboo player looked like he had Ortell in an armbar and brought him down to the ice. 30 seconds left in the man advantage. Brady Bunnell leaves it for Hackbarth. Hackbarth overskated the puck, knocked off his skates, and all the way down. Everest crowd calling for a penalty there that does not come. 15 seconds left in the five-minute major. The Evergreens will get one more rush. Cross ice. Ortell is onside. Got Zinda in the center if he wants him. Instead now 4-3-2-1. We're back to 5-on-5. Evergreens put that on goal. Hackbarth had it go up the goalie's stick and over the crossbar. 5-on-5. Evergreens still at the corner. Bounces out. 6.5 to play in the game. Scoreless in the third period. We're tied 3-3. That's icing. Baraboo sent it all the way down. The Evergreens will have another offensive zone faceoff. Again, these two-goal leads are always interesting because if a team that's trailing gets the goal, it feels like they're right back in it. If the team that's leading gets one, well, then the three-goal lead just seems like a really deep hole for your opponent to dig out of. That's the spot the Evergreens are trying to put Baraboo in. Baraboo wins this draw on their defensive end and right back onto the engine. Here's Campbell Kosher. Kosher, hard hit. Kisley forced him off the puck. And now here's Jaglinski. Jaglinski was taken down. No penalty. Comes out of the zone, though. Baraboo's got a tag up. Sends this high off the boards. Very soon, time will become a friend of the Evergreens. Baraboo player overskated the puck there. Everest has it behind their own net in the defensive end. Up along the near side boards, but the Evergreens are unable to clear so far. Baraboo's fighting to hold this in. That puck went out of play. Both teams will get new skaters on with 5:52 left. Yeah, full change for everybody. Evergreens did not score on a five-minute major, so it still stays a 3-1 game. Offensive zone face-off for the Thunderbirds. Gabe Fitzwilliams takes the draw. He wins it, sends it behind the net, but Ketton Ottinger is there for the Evergreens. Evergreens trying to get that ahead. RJ Schultz is on the ice for the Evergreens. Baraboo is back. Yeah, the Evergreens show confidence having a lot of these JV guys still out here skating. With a two-goal lead in the late stages of the third period. Evergreens start a rush forward. Pass ahead, Marcus Wahowiak. Onside here is R.J. Schultz. Schultz carries behind the net. Looks to get this centered, and he got it centered in front to Wahowiak, who jabs at it, pad save, and bounces to the near side boards. And it's a one-and-done look. Long outlet pass for Baraboo. Yakus with a big hit. Almost sent the Baraboo player Will Gunnell into the Everest bench. 5 minutes left. 3-1 Evergreens. And the Evergreens send this puck all the way down. Wave off icing. Nope, didn't touch anyone. Offensive zone faceoff for Baraboo at the 4:56 mark. Yeah, the Evergreens are a better team than Baraboo, better skaters. And again, Baraboo understaffed. They just don't have as many players suited up as the Evergreens, so, you know, leg weariness on the Olympic-sized rink, it really does matter. This puck bounces away, Hackbarth, one-on-one, coming back the other way. Center, stick handles, now waits for a trailer, slides it ahead to Zinda. The Evergreens have scored again! Eddie Zinda's got his hand up like it's his goal instead of Grant Ortell. Ortell was close to getting his stick on that for a power play. I believe that's an Eddie Zinda goal. And the Evergreens are up 4-1. And now there's no doubt about how this one's going to end. The Evergreens are going to be celebrating a victory tonight. Goal comes at 12:17 of the third period. Zinda and Ortell were both closing on the puck. That's Eddie Zinda's goal. No, oh my. Give the goal to Grant Ortell. Congratulations, Grant. Hat trick. Eddie Zinda will get the assist. So that's being a good teammate there. Eddie Zinda gets the assist as Grant Ortell gets the hat trick for the Evergreens. He's got four of the Evergreens' three. Back to live action where Zinda gathers the puck here. Hackbarth. Hackbarth has Ortell in front. Bouncing puck, and Ortell was just denied a fourth goal. Trying to get it centered in front to Yaku. Shot. Score! Yakus for the Evergreens. Ortell got another look at the net. He was going to have a fourth goal tonight. Instead, it bounced back out. Yaku's just outside the circle straight on. A Yaku's goal gives the Evergreens a 5-1 lead. I see that Jacob Yakus has a lot of fans around here. Saw a couple of hands go up here as Yakus scores for the Evergreens. Goals at 12:55 of the third period for Jacob Yakus. Grant Ortell gets the assist. And Davis Hackbarth with a helper two for the Evergreens. Well, there's no doubt about how this one's going to end. We're going to play out the final 3:40 of the third period with the Evergreens now up 5-1. Baraboo sweeps it behind the net. Baraboo trying to hold the offensive zone. Now the Evergreens can use as deep a bench as they want, with the outcome no longer in question. Circling back is Parker Nitzke. He goes cross-ice. Ketton Ottinger for the Evergreens. Long cross-ice pass. That's a nice pass ahead to Alex Kisley. Kisley bouncing puck, couldn't quite control it. Long-range connection there made from Ottinger to Kisley. Baraboo's coming back the other way. Stopping on a dime is Luna Larson. Larson then had the puck taken away from behind. Yakus. Evergreens Yakus again into the offensive zone. Leaves for a trailer shot just over the crossbar. That may have grazed the crossbar before it went out of play. Put on goal there by Owen Bunnell. Yeah, I heard the clang from up here. I think you did too from our Fox Sports microphones. That ping tells me that it went off the crossbar and then out of play. Offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. Under 3 minutes to play. Bounces off the board. Yakus keeps it in. Trying to get that ahead to Brady Bunnell. Taken away. Baraboo's got a 3-on-2. And the Evergreens' faster skaters had the 3. Get back now. Shot on goal. First in a while for Baraboo. Will Gunnell pad save by Ethan Hurt. Goes to the corner. And now out of the zone. Marcus Wahowiak for the Evergreens is chasing. Baraboo's got it. Bounced off the boards on the far side. Yakuz is over there. So is Arix Fulkowski. Fulkowski for the Evergreens, far side. Fulkowski, well, welcome to the varsity. Just got hit along the far side boards in front of the scorer's table by Josh Beal. Absorbed a big hit in the closing 2 minutes of the game. Evergreens near side, Brady Bunnell. Bunnell's on side. Got Fulkowski trailing. Bunnell goes behind the net. Evergreen centered that in front, trying to get that ahead, and knocked off to the side. Fulkowski was in front for a moment. A little bit of traffic in front of the net, couldn't do anything about it. 1:45 left in regulation, and the Evergreens, with two goals right back-to-back here in the third period, have opened up a comfortable lead. Grant Ortel's got a hat trick and an assist. Not a bad night's work against these Baraboo Thunderbirds. Far side boards here. Andrew Legal is on the ice. Legal on for the Evergreens. That came out of the zone. Baraboo doesn't have to touch up. Evergreens have it. Evergreens starter rush. Here's Parker Hurt. Evergreens are onside. That's Kisley trailing. Hurt takes it himself. Sticked away by Dane Hintz. Baraboo 3-on-2. Nice cross-ice pass. Baraboo's still fighting down to the final horn. Will Gunnell in the far side corner. Oliver Scanlon joins him. Scanlon's the goal scorer tonight for Baraboo. Now down to the final minute. Puck is bouncing behind the net in the Everest defensive end. Jaglinski, sure-handed with it on his stick, gets it to the far side. Evergreens, though, still haven't cleared. Andrew Legal. Baraboo players lost his stick here. And the Evergreens' Jaglinski looks to hold it in. And now the Evergreens get it out of the zone. Baraboo retreats back to the red line. 35 seconds left, and that puck on the backhand goes out of play and into the Everest bench. Both teams will change for a final shift before the final horn. Evergreens leading 5-1. Faceoff will come right at the center ice. Pretty nice night's work for the Evergreens here, and they will be rewarded in victory. Puck drops. Along the far side boards here for the final 20 seconds. The Evergreens are fighting for it. Andrew Legal trying to get it, trying to get that ahead to Jaglinski. Instead, Baraboo goes cross ice. Bouncing forward. 10 seconds left in tonight's game. Evergreens control at the red line. Onside. Here comes R.J. Schultz. Schultz is wiped out as he was going towards the net. That's going to do it. Congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. 5-1 winners tonight over the Baraboo Portage Thunderbirds. It's the 11th win of the season for the D.C. Everest Evergreens. Defeating Baraboo 5-1 in a game that started early at 6 o'clock because a JV game between the Everest JVers and Spash is about to get underway. Congratulations to Grant Ortel, who gets the hat trick, 3 goals and an assist. For Grant Ortel, the Evergreens were leading 3-1 at the start of the second period. Baraboo was able to kill off a 5-minute major to Luna Larson for a hit from behind. That was good. Evergreens scored 2 goals in rapid succession back at even strength. Ortel got the hat trick from Eddie Zinda at 12:17 of the third period, and then Jacob Yakuz scored on a puck that rebounded off the boards from behind the net and came back in front. Yakuz at 12:55 to wrap up the scoring. Dane Hintz made 37 saves in defeat. Again, he let 5 get by him. And Ethan Hurt allowing just 1 goal with 19 saves. The Evergreens outshot their guests from Baraboo 42-20 tonight. With the victory, the Evergreens improved to 11-7-2 for the season. They'll play a tougher opponent on Thursday when Spash comes to the Green Heck Fieldhouse, and you will hear that game on Fox Sports AM 1390, FM 93.9. This was our only high school game for tonight. Got a basketball doubleheader tomorrow. It'll start in Merrill with Wausau East against the Blue Jays, to be followed by the D.C. Everest boys against Antigo, and you'll hear them both here on AM 1390, FM 93.9. Again, repeating tonight's hockey final, D.C. Everest 5, Baraboo Portage 1. I'm Chris Conley. That wraps up our hockey coverage tonight. Thanks for joining us on AM 1390, FM 93.9.